There's been a lot of coverage in the papers today about the tragic death of 14-year-old Sarah Meskell from Kilnamona in County Clare. Sarah died from brain damage in September 2023 caused by inhaling the content of an aerosol deodorant. The inquest into her death took place yesterday at a sitting of Dublin District Coroner's Court. They found that Sarah suffered irreversible brain damage on the 25th of September 2023 and died at Children's Health Ireland in Crumlin, 5 days after she became unwell at home following inhaling the deodorant. In today's Irish Independent, reporter Sean McCarthy notes that at the time of Sarah's death, Gardaí were investigating whether the incident had been linked to a viral challenge on social media. However, this wasn't referenced at yesterday's inquest. Joining me on the line now to discuss the pressures teenagers are under is the service manager of Kerry Adolescent Counselling Service, Des Bailey. Des, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Peter. Thanks for having me here today.
Des, the inquest into Sarah Meskell's tragic death highlighted how a teenager's seemingly short-term decision can lead to irreversible damage. Now, we obviously can't speculate on all the factors involved, but it does raise questions about the pressures that are on teenagers today.
Yeah, well, certainly, Breida, teenagers are under probably more pressure now than any other time that I'm aware of.
And, you know, in your work with the... working with teenagers on a daily basis, what are you finding is affecting young people the most?
Well, I've been working with adolescents now up to almost 20 years, and certainly we'd everybody else I'd known in the services as well, we would kind of agree that from about 2015 onwards, there was a huge increase in the prevalence of anxiety amongst teenagers. I know I'd worked with young people in the past in drugs projects and this kind of stuff, and you know, certain sections of the young people in the community would have been more vulnerable depending on their background and their you know, other factors in their lives. But from 2015 kind of onwards, the general young person, which we wouldn't have really had to put a lot of time into because, you know, their lives were going in generally okay, there was a huge rise in anxiety, and that prevalence has just continued to increase since I've been here with the Kerry Adolescent Counselling Service. It's probably one of the biggest issues. It is the biggest issue we deal with is young people. They seem to be a lot more anxious and stressed out and fearful than they had been. Now, there always would have been that in adolescence, and young people always would have struggled with it, but the prevalence of it, especially amongst the general population of young people now, is consistently increasing. And just general youth mental health is a lot lower than it used to be.
And you know, what do you and your colleagues in the counselling services, what do you attribute this to? Like you said, something just happened in 2015 that suddenly anxiety became a problem across swathes of teenagers. Because being a teenager was never really a walk in the park, but it was kind of like a normal experience, whereas this seems to be on a very high scale.
Yeah, I mean, you know, our purpose here is just to meet adolescents where they're at and to work with them and to help them stabilise and, you know, get back into their life, get back about their lives, you know, and overcome their difficulties. But so, you know, really the question asking is more kind of sociological or even philosophical. But, you know, just speaking for as a service that are out in the community, you know, out, you know, continuously experiencing this, you know, all the councils would kind of say, like, you know, society certainly has changed. I suppose if you just use your common sense, you know, young people, their world is on the phone now. I mean, everybody's aware of this. It's constant stimulation. It's constant communication. It has definitely stressed our young people out. As well, our world is a lot more insecure than it would have been. You know, we look at the television every day and there's war breaking out, there's economic collapse, there's stories that young people will never manage a house. They seem to be younger and younger now. I suppose the kids are kind of always bought up on technology. you know, I know I was a child in the 80s, and, you know, we all just were all playing, and then the TV program we all wanted to watch would come on, we'd run in, watch it, and run back out again. And, you know, that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. Young people are just in their rooms on technology from the earliest experiences of life, really.
Yes.
And, you know, we're really seeing the kind of impact on that now. They seem to have less resilience as a result of being brought up like that. And all of us, I mean, it's not just adolescents. We all have, you know, a device, and you can switch off like that and go scrolling and go on the YouTube Shorts or you know, TikTok, whether for the earlier generation, the adolescents, and you know, you can just escape for hours, you know, like, to take the inward turn, and you know, that's very bad for their development. Yeah,
like, it really is very easy to just numb out for hours on end scrolling through TikTok or anything, and suddenly half an hour, 2 hours is gone, and nothing has been achieved. And like, a lot of the time, I can't even remember what I was watching, you know. And
this is it. Yeah.
Like you mentioned there about being a child in the 80s, and I was a child in the 90s, and it's actually frightening how quickly time has, you know, technology has caught up with us and passed us out.
Yeah.
So it's very hard to, I suppose, for parents to be able to even know what exactly their children are experiencing, because it's a completely different world.
And it's changed very, very, very fast. And it continues to change very fast. And it's very hard to keep up with it, you know. And, you know, the kind of, What kind of message are they getting about life on social media? Possibly a very unrealistic one, you know, that they're expecting to live up to standards that they're not even real.
Yes.
And it's much harder. Maybe as adults we can be more realistic about this, but, you know, teenagers can't. You know, the children, they live in the moment, and then they believe what they see, that, you know, I should have the perfect body, or I should have the perfect personality, and I should have this, I should have that. And, you know, that accompanied with, you know, that the continuous communication with each other, there is no get away from it. And, you know, if you fall out now, like, the whole town knows, the whole school knows, everything's recorded, everything's written down, and, you know, if you think about it, your own teenagers, that would have stressed any of us out.
Of course. And, you know, there's been a lot of reports recently in the news about, you know, a rise nationwide in school absenteeism, you know, and of course, I presume you're coming across that when you're meeting with teenagers every day.
Yeah, a huge amount. Yeah. Kids just—they're just so anxious that they don't go into school, and they're very frightened in the school. You know, I'm not in any way saying anything bad about the schools, but this is certainly how adolescents are experiencing that now. You know, that a lot of them, unfortunately, are not going to school, and school is a huge protective factor in an adolescent's life. You know, so, you know, being out of school heightens the risk of other mental health problems and all sorts of problems. Once kids kind of fall out of school, things are much more likely to get worse.
And I presume as well it creates anxiety, or not even anxiety, it creates friction at home, because the parents need to get out to work, or they, you know, are trying to cajole and convince the teenager to go to school. So, you know, I can only imagine holy war breaks out at times to, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
I mean, go on.
No, so I was, you know, you also mentioned about, you know, that there's influences on, you know, the perfect personality and the perfect body. And like, you know, not that long ago, people were saying, oh, you know, magazines are having a bad influence. And it's you know, those, you only saw those when you were either at the dentist or you went to the supermarket and picked up a magazine and brought it home. Whereas now, as you said, with this new technology, it's following us everywhere. Do you think that, you know, body image problems are escalating in boys and girls, or is it still primarily a female issue?
No. It has definitely crossed into the male world now. That you know, you see young lads, and they're all in the gym, and they're all really watching their calories and highly aware of what they're eating. And, you know, to a certain point, especially in Ireland, you know, my generation, we weren't thinking like that at all, and we never even considered our diet. But too much of it is not good, and it is definitely it adds to anxiety and stress. That coupled with the fact that, you know, that their lives are online and to be viewed by people all the time, viewed by their peers 24/7, it is definitely stressed out. And you know, it definitely impacts girls still more, but it's not just a female problem anymore, certainly not. And
With the social media, like, you have so-called or self-proclaimed, you know, health experts or diet experts or things coming into their bedroom, into the living room, you know, giving advice to them via their phone. And then, you know, I presume you have a rise in a lot of kind of harmful behaviours, or even doing things that people or teenagers might not even realise is harmful, and it, you know, the consequences can be quite dire.
Certainly, you know, and you know, if you come up with your own adolescence, it's a difficult time. You're trying to find yourself, you're trying to individuate, break free, move away and find who you are and your identity, and you're fragile in that. And, you know, we all look back to them, they were the best of days and the worst of days, but due to the prevalence of social media, the expectations adolescents have now of what they should be like is none of us could have lived up to it. You know, it's hard enough to be a teenager and trying to manage education and school and find a peer group and figure out who you are, rather you have to live up to this, you know, people that we really only saw in television when we were young. We didn't really expect ourselves to be like that, but no, they really do. So it's terrible pressure. And
And what advice?
You know, the world of media is isolated. Our kids are a lot more isolated than we would have been. Yeah.
Precisely, because we would have been watching TV in, you know, in the corner of the sitting room or something like that. Whereas this is very much targeted at individual teenagers. How can families, parents, or, you know, friends, loved ones of teenagers who are struggling, how can they support them?
Well, I mean, we do run parenting groups here in adolescent counseling, parenting programs. I think we have a few of them coming up now in November. Certainly, if you're a parent, it's a really, really good thing to attend one of these courses, because they give you just practical skills on how to manage your adolescent's anxiety. And it is an extremely anxious time for teenagers now. Also, you know, I mean, I'm a service manager. I don't work directly with kids, but you know, I see kids coming in, and they start in their sessions, and their heads would be down, and they'd be really into themselves. And you know, over a short period of time, maybe 6 weeks, you see them kind of pep up, and they're looking the world in the eye again, and you know, bouncing back. You know, kids, given any bit of the right circumstances, they do bounce back. You know, by nature, adolescents are resilient, but they just need a bit of space. You know, I remember years ago working with a young girl, and you know, when we looked, she had certain difficulties in her life, and when we looked into it, like she was on social media all day long, all evening long, and then texting all night, and you know, she wasn't getting proper sleep. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would stress anybody out, you know. So you have to put the boundaries down around the phone. You know, you have to. They can't have unlimited access to the phone, or the young lads to the PlayStation. Mm-hmm. And if you the earlier you can put that in place, it's harder to turn a bad habit around. The earlier you can put that in place, the better. But it's not as easy, because you know, as well maybe as it would have been, because you know, both parents are all working now. There's a lot of pressure on the parents. Mm-hmm. It's harder to enforce these kind of rules, but you know, it really does make a difference if they just have a bit of time in the evening or once a day where they're not mentally being stimulated and they're just calm.
Yes. Yeah. Des, thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your insights. Now, if you want to contact the team at Kerry Adolescent Counselling Service, you can call 066-718-1333. So we want to hear your opinions and experiences. You can telephone us on 066-712-3666, or you can text or WhatsApp us on 083-300-3300, or email the show at talkabout@radiokerry.ie.